Phil, after the frustration of four losses in the last couple minutes of games and the inherent, the attendant frustration that went with it, is this team finally starting to get this a little bit? Are they finally starting to connect the dots and do the things that you know they have to do to become the type of football team they can be?
The answer is yes. I mean, you know, we're not by any stretch of the imagination, you know what I'd say, but you know, we have made strides, you know, in a lot of different ways, and I think that it's not unlike what I'd shared in the press conference on Tuesday. You know, we're getting better at the right things, and those things tend to give you an opportunity to play a little bit better, and I think we played better, and we played better because we prepared better, and preparation encompasses how well you practice and what type of an approach you take to practice and how you bring those quote-unquote intrinsic values to the table day in and day out. So, we're getting a little better.
Coach, the second straight game that your offense has really put out quite a bit of rhythm and played with that rhythm that you want to see. Is this kind of what you envisioned from your offense before the season? Is this what you wanted it to look like when it's operating correctly?
Well, no, I'd like for it to look a lot better than that. I thought we started the game off well, took the first drive, and, you know, made a excellent play in the during that drive, but scored and then came back, got the ball again and went down and then got off course and had to kick a field goal, and then we had, I think, 2-3 and outs right after that, or pretty close to it anyway. So, I mean, there was that stall phase that we went through, and that's consistency, and you have to be a really good football team, you better have some consistency, and, you know, I was pleased with the way we started, but you got to play that way all the time.
That said, Coach, how important was it to score at the end off that long drive, 12 plays, 71 yards to finish the first half with a touchdown as opposed to a throw ball?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's big. They all are, you know. Going the length of the field, I mean, field position hasn't been our calling card through the course of the year. So, you know, drives have to be extended, and the worst thing in the world is to get those long drives and then end up having to try to hit it between the uprights. We've got to do a better job once we get in the quote-unquote red zone and get, you know, get them all in the end zone. But so that made that, you know, a very positive score for us. But all of them are. I mean, it wasn't about, you know, what's the score at halftime or what. It's about how well are we playing. You know, are we playing well enough to convert, you know, when we get the ball down inside the 30-yard line and get touchdowns instead of.
Coach, what do you think about maybe the complete effort that 18 gave?
Everybody kind of did a little bit.
Guys, seven tackles, a couple guys
with
picks. Jake and Daniel
seemed to
throw the ball well. Just kind of everybody got involved.
Well, I'd love to involve, you know, 120 guys or how many we have. And, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to do that much as far as, you know, who gets their hands on the football or who's making the tackles. You know, sometimes that, you know, when one of those guys has an awful lot of tackles, that's not always a good thing collectively as a team, and that's what I have to look at. Everybody has to contribute, and guys don't get numbers, don't complete passes, and don't get yardage on the ground if somebody up front's not doing a pretty good job as well. So, you know, it really is, you know, everybody doesn't want to see it that way, but it really is a collective effort. It has to be that way. There are no options. You know, either it's that way or you're not going to have continued success, which is what we're after.
You know, what was your impression of the defense, and was there any kind of disappointment over not getting the shutout?
Yeah, I was disappointed, you know, immensely disappointed. Shutouts don't happen in college football anymore, and, you know, I thought that would have and our youngsters played well enough and the coaches coached well enough that they deserved, you know, to have the goose egg. Now, I'm probably more disappointed than they are, you know, which is fine. But, yeah, it was not the neatest thing that happened today.
Was it great? I mean, the defense overall, though, was it?
defense played well. We played well collectively throughout the course of the ball game, and you know, Iowa State, you know, has had some difficulty. I mean, personnel wise, and they've lost a lot of guys, and you know, and all that. And so they're kind of a dismembered football team right now. Just don't have all the people that they, you know, that they need. You know, they're like us in terms of depth becomes an issue, and so it has for them. But that doesn't take away how well we played defensively at all. I was pleased with the way we played. Didn't give up any big plays. That was major, and you know, in my eyes, no major big plays, and did a pretty good job on third down. I don't know. I haven't looked on here to see what was collectively. I know in the first half it was 2 out of 8, and they were 4 out of 15, so a little less than 33%, which is okay for us.
Coach, you had mentioned about giving a big plays in the past and maybe some of the flaws that the defense had earlier in the season, but could you maybe describe it, how this defense is just getting it done week in and week out?
Well, just what I mentioned before, I think we're practicing better. We have a better appreciation, I think, collectively for, you know, the things that are really important and how to go about practicing better, how to go about becoming an improved individual on the field during the week of practice and therefore collectively as a team. If I had to say, you know, what is, you know, what's the one word, probably couldn't come up with one, but it's, you know, it has to do with kind of a reinvented discipline about themselves, a greater consistency about how they're playing, and having a greater awareness of what the issues are and working diligently to try to correct those problems.
I guess kind of along the same lines of that, just the one turnover late, only one penalty, too, so you have to be pleased with the improvement in those areas.
Well, we had 2 turnovers, and if you're talking about our offense,
yes.
No, 2 turnovers is, we can't do that. I mean, you just absolutely can't do it, and we did it, and that's shame on us. Got to quit doing it. Now, as far as one penalty is concerned, I didn't like the one we got, but you know, one's a whole lot better than all the other numbers that, you know, have presented themselves from time to time.
3-game losing streaks, 2 and 4 starts are pretty rare around here. Can you talk about toughness, resiliency of this group to come back from that, get themselves back on track?
Well, it goes along with what I was saying. It's not a matter of you just go out and you play better. It's having just what you're talking about. It's having the discipline, having the mental toughness that goes along with it to create the consistency with which you work on a day-to-day basis, and having a group of guys that pull together and try to draw the guys that are on the perimeter, you know, in the circle, so to speak, and you know, all that is getting better. And when that gets better, we practice better. When we practice better, we play better.
Coach Snyder, with Fort Riley Day, changed up the helmet design a little bit. Just wondering about something, everything going on, and the team's collaboration with Fort Riley.
Well, I think everybody in this room has an immense appreciation for the people that serve our country the way they do, and we always have, and have always had a great, great relationship. Even when, you know, in my first tenure and way back in those years, we've always had a great relationship with the Black Lions and Big Red One, and you know, all that Fort Riley is and does, and our players and our coaches and our staff have an unbelievable appreciation. Well, it's not unbelievable, because everybody does. Everybody in this room has a great appreciation for people that are willing to sacrifice their safety and their lives, and you know, for all of us. And we all need to be, you know, very, very gracious about that. And particularly in this day and age, when when I was growing up, you got drafted, and so it wasn't like you had an option. And today they've all got an option. You know, they don't have to go. None of them have to go, and yet they do, and they go and they protect
you and I and our families, et cetera, and so you can't do anything except love them to death and greatly appreciate the fact that they're there for us.
Coach Daniel Sams had, a unique play today where he scrambled around and ended up finding Trent Thompson for a pass. When you watched that happen on the sideline, what was your immediate reaction to that play?
You don't want to hear. Well, you know, Daniel's a playmaker, but you go back and look at the catch that Tremaine made. And, you know, as I said last week, I think all of our receivers did a nice job and have done in the last 2 weeks, you know, really making some very, very special catches. Tremaine made the one in the end zone with the guy hanging on top of him. Locke made one, you know, the same way. So, you know, I was pleased with that. And as I said, you know, Daniel can, you know, he can make plays. He just has to make sure they're the right ones.
It's been 24 years. How much did they have to twist your arm if you return to the detail of America on the helmet?
Well, that was the I don't know who who all went into it. People that came to me with it were Sean and Al Serby, our equipment manager, and you know, I thought it was a good idea. I'm not all that fuddy-duddy.
So maybe all camos next year?
No. Give that mic to somebody else.